Welcome into another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. Today is our Valentine's Day show, and we are going to talk about the most romantic show that has come out this year. That would be Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Donald Glover and Maya Eskrin, dropped on Amazon this a few weeks ago as we're recording this. Very charming, really surprised me because when I heard Donald Glover was going to do a Mr. and Mrs. Smith reboot, I wasn't exactly sure how it would go.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, I was reading some reviews before we talked, and it's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith wasn't exactly one of those like masterpiece movies, but it is one of those movies that like is a cult classic, and Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, you know, just, you know, had such amazing chemistry that it would be such an intimidating feat to recreate. And yeah, you said it perfectly that it was a surprisingly charming reimagined reboot. You know how I feel about reboots and sequels.
Yeah.
And yet I found myself entertained.
Yeah. For this one, I had never seen the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Like, I remember the trailer of them like fighting and destroying the house, which they do recreate here. And obviously the whole drama behind that movie, where that was how Brad and Angelina got together in the first place. But this, I think, is a little less like glossy. It is more real when it comes to like relationship stuff than I think that movie probably was. Just like little things that couples go through, like, oh, you know, farting in the bed and trying to cover it up. And but they do it in the vein of a spy thriller. So I really did like the comedy here because it is a romantic comedy first and a spy drama action vehicle second.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was like it really kind of makes you think about how relationships work, how, you know, are you, when you're forced to be with someone, can you really become friends with them? It's kind of like arranged marriage, which my wife likes to think we're in an arranged marriage, and we've been together almost 9 years now, and it still feels like the first time, you know?
Yeah. I did like see me and my wife in this show a lot, like just some of like the funny jokes that they say here. I love the guest stars in here. We had Ron Perlman acting like a giant baby man child. We also had Michaela Cole in an episode that I thought was very good. John Turturro. This is high quality across the board, which is to be expected from Donald Glover, who did such a great job on Atlanta, and it kind of carries over here.
You're forgetting two more stars, but we can talk about that as we go into our favorite characters.
Oh, yes. I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't, then I don't know if I can be your Valentine this year.
Oh, no. Heartbroken. we should talk about them, though, because they were a big part of this show, and that would be the other Smiths. Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah, Wagner Moura, otherwise known as Pablo Escobar from Narcos. Yeah. I was not expecting him to make an appearance, and he just, like, steals every scene that he's in. And, you know, it was crazy because when they introduced him, they kind of have, like, a meet cute, you know, the four of them, and yeah, only to find out that, oh no, there's something more sinister. And, you know, it's very subtle how they do it. Like you as an audience member, you do kind of feel like, okay, something doesn't seem right. And they do such a good job of playing on that uneasiness, but then it's not until the very end that you're like, oh shit, I knew it, but you're still entertained. It's kind of foreshadowed a little bit based on the first episode.
Yeah, like, you know, Parker Posey's character is like, show me the house. Am I going to get a tour? And that plays a huge role in the last episode when she knows where the safe room is. and the whole layout of everything. You find out why they are high risk in the agency that they work for. It is crazy.
Yeah, super high risk because they have to, you know, eliminate other versions of themselves.
Yeah.
And other variants.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the, like the first episode starts off with Alexander Skarsgård. Was it Isa Gonzalez getting killed? So you can assume that that was them too. The other thing that this show does that I think really does set it apart, and it gives a kind of open-ended ending of the show, kind of like what they did with the end of Atlanta, where you don't know who survived at that final battle with the two other Smiths. And it's really up to the interpretation of the viewer if you think they survived or not, if there's going to be a season two. You could even go the route of casting two completely new John and Jane characters to go into season two, if that was the case.
Yeah. I mean, my wife, you know, was watching with me yesterday, and she called me on our respective drives to work. And she was like, she said she only had one bullet, right? So, you know, was she lying and maybe it was a murder suicide? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe, you know, who knows? So there's a lot of things that could be taken into account. I mean, I can't imagine that Donald Glover's character would have been able to survive all that.
Yeah, like there were little things in that episode where Paul Dano is like, hey, there's a doctor that lives across the street. Maybe we can get you to him when something happened there. And he's a great guest star as well, where you think he's a creep because he normally is a creep. And he turns out just to be a really into their house because he's a real estate agent. I really did like that as well.
He's a creep in a different type of fashion.
Yes. I do think that this could sort of be like an anthology. I was listening to another podcast earlier where they were kind of going through their lists of potential Johns and Janes for season two. And someone said Steven Yeun to join this show. And I really did love that idea.
Oh, totally. Steven Yeun would be great. I'm also thinking like, would Idris Elba go back to TV?
Oh, that would be so good.
He could be, maybe he could be you know, the superintendent, supervisor, whatever. I feel like you need to have like a suave character like Idris Elba, because you already had a suave character like Wagner Moura, or a character actor Wagner Moura go in. I mean, I think like, so you need to have like Antonio Banderas, Idris Elba level to have this kind of like, or maybe we could see Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie come back, man. Potentially.
If it's set in the same universe, that would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, like, and they don't have to play their respective characters, but they can just have like a thing and it'd be like a nice wink. I would be like those heist movies where you're like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. Yes. I would do that. And as much as I am not a person who enjoys pointless nostalgia, I will, you know, enjoy that.
Yeah. Like Brad Pitt is high. If they do that, I think the internet would lose their minds for sure. But yeah, speaking of characters we do have now, let's talk about our favorite characters. Ahmed, who would be your number one of this show, or one and two?
I'd have to give it to Wagner Moura's character, just because I wasn't expecting him to be there, and every little thing he did was just subtle, but it was very like haunting, you know, like whenever, you know, but the John one and Jane one are talking about how like they made this arrangement, they were going to make a certain amount of money and then they were just going to leave. And he's like, oh, you really think like, he doesn't like laugh at them. He just laughs at the idea. He's like, if the company was that open-minded, that you could just leave. And it's like, now they have to really consider what it is that they signed up for. You know, did they sign their lives away completely in more than one way? And in addition to Wagner Moura, I really like Donald Glover's acting just because, you know, it reminded me so much of his character, his show Atlanta, in how charmingly like subtle it is. And the laughs are kind of like very quiet laughs, but they're good laughs. But it's one of those that you have to watch it. You can't just explain the jokes. And you know, Donald Glover is somebody that we've known as a comedy actor. We've known him to do stand up. We've known him as a rapper and singer, and now he can play a super spy. Like, what? Like, what else can he do? Like, this guy is, you know, we've heard of triple threats, but is he like the GOAT threat?
He might be the most talented person in Hollywood. Like, I've like loved Donald Glover since that first Childish Gambino album came out way back when, and like he could do everything. He was Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. Like,
I love
he's
him
so multiverse.
Troy and Hobbit, Troy and Community.
Yeah. You know, he's the reason we have Miles Morales, because it was based on
him. He is the reason. He is. And, you know, there was I don't remember the article. I didn't read the article. I just saw the post on Instagram, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Which is how I read articles now sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, he pretty much mentioned, like, he's kind of tired of being humble. Like, he knows that he's a dope person. And I think...
Yeah.
As someone like Donald Glover, who's made a living off self-deprecation, I think it's time he gives himself his flowers, because we've already given it to him. And if nobody has given it to him, then we here at Box Office Quarterbacks will officially give him his flowers.
We love you, Donald. You are the shit. And what you know is cool is the best path forward for everybody. I saw that quote too. And I was like, and
subscribe to our channels.
Yes. we will give input on Mr. and Mrs. Smith season 2, even though you don't need it.
Even though you don't need it. Yeah.
Even though you don't need it. But yeah, I love this show. I would say Donald Glover and Maya Erskine's character are my two favorites, because they have such great chemistry for two actors that didn't even meet until they were cast in this show. And it wasn't even supposed to be Maya to play this role. It was supposed to be Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who was originally cast. And her and Donald just couldn't make it work. But to get somebody just kind of to step into that role and have the chemistry that they did, I honestly thought it was probably the best thing for this show. And I really want to see what she does moving forward. Like, she did the voice of Blue Eye Samurai that came out on Netflix last year. I think she really does have some great acting chops, and I obviously love Donald, and we've talked about it already on here.
No, but this is proof that, like, you know, you've got actors that don't necessarily have to be typecast as one specific character, because she's also I haven't seen this show, but she also plays a character with like a bowl cut, and
yeah.
You know, then to see her go from that character to a girl, a super spy, where she's wearing like a really sexy red dress and that kind of thing. It's like, you know, you can't just put actors in a box. You know, it's when they really dive into a role, and whenever you just have good, you know, scene partners like Donald Glover or Maya Erskine,
I think it's
Erskine. Either way. Yeah. Either way, when you have characters like this that can just bounce off each other, I mean, hell, that's exactly why Mr. and Ms. Smith, the movie, worked, because you had Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt just bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, but we won't talk about that part. but yeah, the chemistry's there. The show is great. Let's get to our final rankings, though, Ahmed. Brought to you by Rival Fantasy Sports. what would you give this show on the box office QB scale?
You know, I wanted to give it a, I think I'm going to give it a Hall of Fame, because it is the first reimagined show of its caliber that can really live up to the hype. And it didn't even have that much hype to begin with, I don't think. I think, you know, I had low expectations for it and was pleasantly surprised. And that's just kind of how I feel about a bunch of reboots, sequels. But this one was so charming, and it's like the second month of 2024. I really can't wait to see how other shows that come out will try to top that.
Yeah. Yeah, it surprised me. I'd give it a Hall of Fame too. And when it comes to reboots and sequels and reimaginings, everything has gotten very tired. Like, since The Force Awakens came out, you have, you know, these type of media that has to pay homage to the original while also being fresh. This is one of the rare pieces of TV or film that feels like it improved upon the original. Like, it took it and heightened it to a different level. And you don't normally get that. Like, you're getting all this nostalgia bait now. Like, I love the Ghostbusters reboot, but hey, like, we are doing the same thing that we did with The Force Awakens like 8 years ago now. So, this feels fresh. I would love to see a season two. Nothing but good things, to say about it for sure.
You win some, you lose some. And yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I will say that, you know, yes, it's a reimagined version that was inspired by this movie, but it does kind of become its own thing. However, the last episode, you know, in that fight scene, my favorite scene in the entire season, the entire series, really, just, you know, is an homage, whatever it is, to that movie. And even yeah. Some of the dialogue that was traded was inspired by that scene. You still alive, babe? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just,
but it the delivery and everything about it was just so perfect that, like, you know, you got to have soul. And I think that's why when you have creative forces like Donald Glover and Meyer Erskine just working together and just trying to make something into something spectacular, you can make that happen. You can make it, you know, better than you were hoping it would be when you're actually trying.
Yes.
When you're mastering your breathing.
Yes. Yeah, man. Great show. You know, I love it. I also love Rival Fantasy Sports, which we're going to plug real quick before we get out of here. Football season may be over, but we are moving on to basketball season and baseball season. You can go to joinrival.com/boxofficeqbs for $25 in free play, $10 on your first deposit, up to a $200 deposit match. You get free money. You can make it into a lot more money. Like, that's the cool thing about it. But this has been another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. I'm Jeff. That's my friend Ahmed. We will talk to you guys very, very soon.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day.